From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Afghanistan, an explosion has been reported at the Northgate Hotel in Kabul, a hotel for foreign contractors. Taliban claims it set off a truck bomb inside the complex. The assault, lasting several hours, is now over. AFP reports three Taliban and one policeman were killed, several others wounded. No one at the hotel is among the dead or wounded. U.S.-backed forces have driven Islamic State extremists from 70% of the besieged city of Manbij near the Turkish border. Ohio State University Middle East scholar Alam Payan tells VOA Manbij is one of the more important pieces of real estate in Syria's civil war.
I think any place that which is resupplying either men or equipment, and if that is really prevented, so that's a great success in the part of those that who are fighting against terrorism. So any interruption for either the personnel or the vehicles or equipment or supplies, so it's a successful operation.
Meantime, the Syrian government says it's ready to resume United Nations-sponsored peace talks with the opposition in Geneva at the end of August, without preconditions and without any external interference. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters rallied Sunday in the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, demanding that President Joseph Kabila step down when his second term ends in December. They heard from 83-year-old coalition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, who returned to the Democratic Republic of Congo last week after 2 years in Belgium for medical treatment. Tshisekedi told the crowd, "Mr. Kabila hangs on to power, it would be high treason."